Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not bad at all. Not bad at all. Now, you've got this film, this documentary, The Divide, which is out at the moment. For anybody that hasn't been or was not aware of the documentary, can you just maybe just give us a little bit of an insight about what it's about?
Well, it's a good question. So, essentially, the film tells the story of rising inequality across the US and the UK. Seven different people who live in different points in the income scale across those two countries. It's very human, quite funny at times, but asks some very big questions really about the nature of the economies and the societies in which we live.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I've got to say.
Sold. It's a great pitch. We'll do it. It's a very, very interesting story, and I would imagine it's inspired by a book, isn't it? By Richard Wilkinson.
Yes. So the sort of genesis of the film came from a book called Spirit Level, which was written by Richard Wilkinson and Kate Pickett. I think it was published in about 2010. And the book basically looked at the relationship between rising levels of inequality in different societies and the relationship to various different social outcomes. So that's like health, anxiety, trust, violent behaviour, attitudes toward imprisonment. It was kind of looking across the sort of range of social outcomes and found that as inequality was rising and in countries where there were the highest levels of inequality, like the US and the UK, that those social outcomes were poorer. And the challenge, of course, was to make a film which would kind of represent that information, but would also work as a film and that would kind of get us to understand why those relationships might exist and why inequality has been rising so much in this country and in the States.
Because you always hear it's an old adage, the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. You look at some of the stats that come up in this film with regards to sort of financial hardship, and that's exactly what is happening. The finite amount of people that are rich in the world are just getting richer, and the poverty line is getting bigger and bigger.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not sure how well known it is that the levels of inequality in this country and in the States is actually at the highest than it has been since 1928. So it's definitely not something that hasn't changed over the last 35 or so years.
Now, the reviews are coming in for The Divide, and let's say this, that they're better than Batman Superman, so well done. You're getting some superb reviews across the board. You must be really, really proud of the film.
It's absolutely fantastic to see the positive response to the film and see the positive response to the film from all kinds of different places. Not just Total Film, who's given it 4 stars, but also insightful reviews from Spears Magazine and other places that maybe you wouldn't necessarily expect to engage with this issue. So I do hope it does reach a wide number of people and gets us thinking quite broadly about what's been happening.
Is it going to be quite an easy film to find at the cinema? I would imagine sort of like the picture houses or up this neck of the woods, Hyde Park Picture House, will be probably the first place to go to. What sort of distribution is it going to have?
We've got a cinema release. Obviously, it's going to be in select cinemas. Actually, our northern premiere, I'm very proud, I'm from Leeds, so I'm very proud that the northern premiere of the film is going to be at the Hyde Park Picture House on the 19th of April. So I would really love, obviously, to see as many people as possible there. And the screenings that are coming up constantly and being booked on our website, which is thedividedocumentary.com. Anybody can go and have a look there and see where it's showing near them.
So 19th of April, the Hyde Park Picture House for the Northern premiere. That's very exciting news. That's fantastic.
It's very exciting news.
Catherine, what's next for you? What are you working on next? So obviously you're very busy with the sort of the media and the fallout from this film, but what's next? What's your next plans?
Well, I've got lots of projects that I'm working on at the moment in different stages of development. I'm working on a big project about climate change, which is actually taking climate change data and turning it into sound to be performed as a concert. So it's all happening.
busy. Well, that's fantastic news. Catherine, thanks so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire. You can catch the film The Divide at Hyde Park Picture House. The Northern premieres the 19th of April. Director Catherine Round, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Thank you very much for having me.